Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, soon all eyes will be on Paris during the United Nations Climate Change Conference. Now, the goal of the meeting is to create a binding climate agreement that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions to limit global temperature increase. Now, for many, the effects of a changing climate are still an abstract concept. But for many communities in the world's northern regions, they're already experiencing the consequences of the changing climate. And this includes things like flooding, melting permafrost, and the effects that this has on infrastructure and housing. Now, in the run-up to the conference, we've bringing you a series of interviews with leaders from around the North to talk about the climate change they've noticed in their regions and what's at stake for them in Paris 2015. And today, we're turning our attention to Yukon, Canada's northwesternmost territory, and we're joined by the chief of the Council of Yukon First Nations, Ruth Massey. She will be traveling to Paris, the Paris conference, with the Canadian delegation later on this month. Chief Massey, hello.
Good morning.
Now, what are Yukoners seeing in their communities, in their regions, in terms of the climate and how it's having an effect on day-to-day life?
Well, I think I represent the First Nation people in the Yukon, I think the most noticeable are climate change in the seasons. In the Yukon, most First Nations still practice their traditional lifestyles and live off the land. So we definitely have seen many, many changes when we're out on the land.
And we're talking about changing in sort of hunting patterns and trails and things of that nature?
Yes. We've seen animals that migrate. Their routes have been altered. We've seen different growing seasons. We also have foreign plants growing in the north now that we never had before. And it's just harder to get out on the land to your different hunting grounds and whatever because of the late ice buildup and the early thaws, and it really is limiting our travel on the lands.
And, you know, this has been something that a number of people have brought up in northern communities since we've been, you know, working on this series. And some communities and some regions have also talked about the kind of stress this is putting on Indigenous communities. And these are communities that are already dealing with stresses, including, you know, high costs of living, different social and economic challenges. In the context of the Yukon and the people you represent, what are you hearing in terms of sort of the effect it's having on people's lives and how they interact with their traditional way of life?
Well, we're finding that more of our people are not going out onto their lands and practicing their lifestyles like hunting and trapping, fishing, and of course that affects the younger generation because you don't have the opportunity to teach them your traditional lifestyles firsthand.
So you're talking about something here beyond just the economic impacts. You're talking about how this can have a very real cultural impact in terms of transmission of traditional knowledge from one generation to the other.
Oh, absolutely. And it's changing everybody's lifestyles as well. You know, more and more of our younger generation are facing growth in technology rather than traditional lifestyles.
What do you think is at stake, sort of broadly, for the North at this Paris conference?
Well, I think that, you know, we stand to lose the most, and I think that at these international forums, they need to understand how it affects our lifestyles every day, you know, and we're the beneficiary of the strong binding international targets on greenhouse gases, and we do stand to lose the most.
The north of North America, they produce just a minuscule amount of emissions, yet they're feeling the sort of force of the impact of emissions created in the south. Do you think that there's a sort of a special considerations that needed to be taken into consideration in terms of cap and trade, carbon taxes, so that, you know, the high cost of living in the north isn't, you know, augmented more than it already is?
Yes, I think they need to hear the firsthand stories how their business is affecting our daily lives, and they have an opportunity to do something about it through action and reduction of carbon and the greenhouse gases. And I really think that they need to understand how their business is affecting us on a daily basis.
And when you watch the kind of discussions and how they've evolved over the years, what do you think they or maybe the mainstream media gets wrong when, you know, we talk about climate and environmental change in the North?
Well, I think that they need to understand that we witness these changes every day, and I'm not sure whether they think that we're not telling the whole truth or so on and so forth, but when we have severe weather changes that impact, you know, like flooding, early flooding or eroding ice glaciers and so on and so forth, you know, how does that affect, you know, your lifestyle? I mean, we still in the North live a traditional lifestyle. I mean, it's changing the patterns of our fish that come, you know, and our animals may not come. They need to understand that when they're making decisions on policies, who do they affect? And we have an opportunity to participate in that when we go to this environmental climate change conference in Paris.
How hopeful are you that the COP meeting is actually going to lead to a binding agreement and to meaningful change?
Well, I think with this being the global one, we're getting more and more people involved. The science has been proven now, and they're actually realizing because it's starting to affect them in their countries as well, that it's time to make change.
And are you confident that the Indigenous voices that are going to be present are going to be heard?
Yes, I'm very, very confident. In our region, we have self-governing First Nations, and we have the ability to make laws on our land as well. So I think it's a good way to participate in that area.
Well, Chief Massey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and we will have to check in with you again once you're back from the conference.
Thank you very much.